This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, let's do a little tomorrow's news today, shall we? The item that is going to get all the non-war headlines in the morning is the February Consumer Price Index, which you don't even have to be a regular listener to this program to know is inflation at the consumer level. 7.5% annually in January. February might probably going to be higher, but what we want to go over real quick today is how we talk about inflation and why. There are two numbers to look at, the headline number, of course, which is all prices, and then core inflation, which in January was a lower but still high 6% annually, of course. The difference is that core inflation doesn't include food and energy prices, which, given that we all use a whole lot of food and energy, why don't we count it again?
Most economists agree it began in the early 1970s, during a time when there was a sharp increase in energy prices.
Kevin Gleason's an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, and the BLS has been measuring the Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers, all items less food and energy. That's core inflation in the very formal manner. They've been measuring that since 1957. But Gleason says the 1970s were when economists started paying extra attention to the core. One of the defining images of that period, of course, is cars lined up at gas stations during the OPEC oil embargo. From 1973 to 1974, the average price of a gallon of gas rose 46%, causing, of course, headline inflation to go up a lot.
Some economists got the bright idea that, well, let's just strip out these prices that are rising the fastest and the mostest, and then see what happens. And voila, the core measure showed that inflation was much lower than the headline.
There haven't been all that many periods of high inflation since the 1970s, but that whole headline and core split in the CPI still lingers. Erica Groshen was commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics from 2013 to 2017. She's at Cornell now.
When I was at BLS, I would get a briefing the day before the inflation numbers came out, where they walked me through everything that was in them.
Everything in the consumer price index, cell phone bills, airfares.
I remember one time when the price of limes shot up, and it was like $1.50 per lime, you know. $2 per lime, and this had to do with a blight down in Mexico.
One thing like that blight or bad weather can move food prices a lot in a single month, so the core strips them out to manage that volatility.
If you're looking at it from a monetary policy standpoint, core inflation is going to be what you want to be following.
And who is looking at it from a monetary policy standpoint? Yes. The Federal Reserve, when they are making decisions about interest rates. And as, again, even non-regular listeners know, food and energy are some of the biggest factors in inflation right now.
Well, this is where the debate starts to get interesting.
That's Gleason from the St. Louis Fed again. The debate he is talking about is which inflation number you ought to focus on more. For him personally, it's headline.
If you ask people, you know, is inflation going up or going down? And they'll say, well, let's see, it cost me more to fill up my gas tank, and it cost me a lot more the last time I went to the grocery store.
The February Consumer Price Index comes out tomorrow, measured, we should note, before this latest spike in gas prices. And it doesn't seem to me to be out of bounds to wonder whether this might be another inflation inflection point, like the 1970s was, that change how we talk about inflation.